There's no greater love than the love of Jesus. There's no love that's wiser, that's stronger, that lasts longer, that's more willing or thrilling. There's no love more beautiful, more bountiful, more bold, more basic and unbiased. There's no love more caring, more sharing, more daring to risk all in danger for sinner and stranger. There's no love more gracious, more giving, more living, more sacred, more selfless, more soul-satisfying, more pure and undying. There's no love more verifiable, more valuable, more validating, more victorious, more glorious. There's no love more precious, more costly, more kingly. There's no love that's greater, that's more wonderful, more wild, more passionate, more powerful than the love of Jesus.
Before we get to talking about a mother's love, I think we have to start at the beginning, the greatest love, to lay down your life for a friend. Over the last couple of years, I know that in the media, something that's just been heart-wrenching for people around the country was the Casey Anthony case. Do you remember that one? And remember back a few years prior, to the mother who strapped her two little boys into the car and let the car go into a lake. I think the reason why we find those crimes so atrocious is because the only thing closer to the love of God is supposed to be a mother's love. And when the mother doesn't love her children enough to be willing to lay down her life, we're just shocked and appalled. And so it sort of eats away at our core as to what is true, what is right. No greater love. How many of you can say with all honesty, you know your mother loved you? Sadly, there are people in the world that can't say that. I was talking to a young lady, it's been a few years now, and she would never come to church on Mother's Day. She just couldn't do it. Because unlike the rest of us, where we have mothers that we remember fondly, the abuse in her household occurred from her mother, who was an alcoholic. And she could not sit through worship where they were saying all these wonderful things about a mother's love and how it was like Christ. And I said, well, I'm sorry that was your experience of a mother's love. But for every person whose mother loved them unconditionally, for every person whose mother was willing to lay down their life for them, you have a heavenly Father who loves you even more than any earthly mother could love. Think about that. Think about those of us who are so blessed that we have mothers that we cherish or that we miss today. And as much as your mother loved you, it can't compare to the most glorious love that we have from God. Now, in the scripture passage, I wanted to share where it says, I no longer call you servant. Now, in the Greek, that word is doulos, D-O-L-O-U-S. And that's not an economic term, meaning slave master. It was the highest title given to the most beloved person in your household, okay? The doulos was the person who was actually sort of part of your family, even though they worked for you. But here we have Jesus saying, you're no longer my servants. I don't call you that anymore. Today, you need to realize that I am your friend. Now, I chose to read it out of the Message today because it's a little bit of an easier tie-in with Mother's Day, about talking about the love of home and all of that. So many of us have been blessed to be in wonderful homes. We grew up in wonderful homes. And yet, when Jesus says, I go and prepare a place for you, as wonderful as our lives have been, it cannot compare. This is Mother's Day, and we celebrate our mothers. And we want all of our mothers to know that we love you. And if it wasn't for you, none of us would be here. So let me have all the mothers stand up one more time. Come on. Come on. Everybody rolls their eyes. I don't want to stand up again. Now, the husbands, children, don't sit down yet. Stand back up. If you're able, stand up. All right, now you can sit. I wanted you to sit while you had applause. How many of you would, if it came between your child and your own safety, how many of you would be willing to lay down your life for your child? Okay. I know everybody's got plans, and so I want to keep this. I've got two things I want to just close with. It's fitting that Mother's Day is designated as a Sunday celebration. This has only been going on since May 9th, 1914. This is not something that's been going on for centuries here. However, what many of you don't know is that there was a Sunday called Mothering Sunday that began in the Catholic Church in Europe, and it began in the 1600s. And the reason for that is because so many families had a doulos, a woman who would come and stay with the family of wealthier families and take care of them while they were out doing their business. And the Mothering Sunday in the Catholic Church began so that those doulos, those mothers, could go home and spend a Sunday with their families. Because a doulos would live with the family that they were caring for. And they may spend months away from their families, even years. And so the Catholic Church wanted to start a tradition where every mother could be guaranteed at least one day a year with her family. So while we may honor mothers, it started much, much, much earlier than 1914. There was a Catholic bishop, St. Cyprian, 3rd century African bishop, and he said, it's impossible to have God as our father if we do not have the church as our mother. We don't worship the church. We worship Christ. But as access to God primarily through Christ, the body of Christ is the church, so the old ship of Zion is our mothership. How do you know what it's like to love? How do you know how to raise your children? Just like Brianna was saying, how do you know how to do dishes? How do you know what you're supposed to eat for breakfast? How do you know how to clean a bathroom? I hated cleaning the bathroom. That was my weekly chore. Oh, I hated it. I hated it. I know how to clean a bathroom. That was my weekly chore. See, we know about the love of God by coming and living in the church, by being the body of Christ. This is where we find out about love. Now, I want to close with one story that I think speaks more readily to this than anything else. And I'm going to read it because I won't remember all the details. Author, speaker, and sports enthusiast Pat Williams, in his book, A Lifetime of Success, he gives one of the best examples of a mother's love. He tells of attending a very special Atlanta Braves baseball game home opener, April 8th, 1974. Does that date any of you baseball aficionados? Does that ring a bell? All right. It was a night game against the Dodgers, and it was a complete sellout. Williams looked around to see that seated immediately behind him was singer Pearl Bailey. Up at the plate was the immortal Henry Aaron. And on the line that night was what? Babe Ruth's home run record. Babe Ruth's record of 714 career home runs. Now understand that this was nearly 40 years ago. Much different time. He had received about 933 pieces of mail that year. Many of them were hate mail and death threats. How dare an African American destroy the beloved Babe Ruth's home run record? He gets up to bat, and the crowd is silent. Swings, and you hear the crack, and it's out of there. It's another home run. Two young white teenagers hop the fence and go charging after. And all of a sudden, the crowd in the stadium, it goes silent. No one knew what they were going to do. But then after a minute or so, they realized, oh my gosh, they're out there celebrating. Well, as soon as everybody realized that he was not in danger, the entire Braves dugout cleared, and they all ran out to celebrate. Now, there was one person sitting in the dugout that obviously was not a baseball player. And out runs this 68-year-old woman, grabs her son, and he's like, "Mom, what are you doing here?" And she said, "Well, if they were going to get you, they have to get through me first." I don't think there's any better example of not only God's love, but of a mother's love that we are all called to emulate.